What is your criteria? Do you want a 1936 house that's going to take you full gut job? Or do you want houses that are built 2000 and newer, which maybe they just need paint and carpet? You might make less money, but they're a lot easier to rehab. What is your personality?
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. So like I promised, how do you find houses to flip free at no cost? Okay. That's what I'm going to talk about right now. So now you're all excited. You know, you saw a couple of flip me house channel, whatever, you know, flip a house in Raleigh, North Carolina, flip a house, whatever. I flip in North Carolina, flip in whatever. And you're all excited because you want to flip a house. So maybe you've been seeing a lot of videos of people flipping houses. How hard can it be and all this stuff? It's actually not that hard. It can just be a pain in the ass, especially if you don't know construction. And if you're not very organized, contractor can screw you. You don't order materials on time. So you just, you know, time, you don't manage a project and it costs more money. So can it be hard? Yeah, it can be hard, but can it be easy? Sure, it could be easy. It's a little bit of both, right? So it all depends on you, how well organized you are and how much time and energy you want to put into it. But can you make money? For sure you can make money, and you can make quite a bit of money. Just got to find the right properties. We're not going to talk about flipping a whole property right now. We're going to talk about how to find a deal right now without you having to spend any money. Okay. So here's a tip. If you're younger, if you're probably in your 20s, you probably don't have Facebook. All right. So, you know, it's okay. I mean, you know, your parents have Facebook. I know Facebook's for older people, but go open a Facebook account if you don't have a Facebook account. Go do that right now. Open it up. All right. And then come back. All right. Now you open up your Facebook account. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually Wake Forest, North Carolina, which is Raleigh, Durham. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to flip a house 2-hour radius from where I live. Okay, great. So then you start looking for real estate investment groups with a 2-hour radius, right? And then you go on the group and you say, hey, I just sold my restaurant. You know, I got cash. I'm looking to buy some houses to flip. And here's my criteria, right? What is your criteria? Do you want a 1936 house that's going to take you, you know, full gut job? You know, or do you want houses that are built, you know, 2000 and newer, which maybe they just need paint and carpet? You might make less money, but they're a lot easier to rehab, right? What is your personality? I've done everything. I've thrown houses to the studs where I couldn't even walk in the house, walking over plywood because there was no floor. And I've also bought houses where all I did was clean them and put them back on the market. So it really depends what you want to do. The flow of money, the quicker, the faster. You know, I think there's a million different ways. You can take a year to flip a house and make a lot of money, or you can flip 5 houses in a short period of time and make the same amount of money, whatever you want to do, right? So you build your criteria, say, hey, this is the kind of house that I want to rehab. It's the kind of house that I want to buy. This is my price range, right? And you start placing it on those Facebook groups saying, hey, I'm looking to buy 1970 and above ranch style houses, 3-2s, around 1500 square feet. Right. And I got cash. Even if you don't have cash, doesn't matter. Say, I have cash. I can close quickly. Send me your deals. You're going to start getting deals from wholesalers out there. And then you start to find the deal that makes sense to you. Right. And what makes sense? If the after repair value, which is the ARV, is $200,000, automatically subtract 12%. That's what I do. I subtract 12% because 6% to sell, 5 to 6% to sell. And then the other 6% is like my money cost. What's going to cost for me to borrow money? What's going to cost me to, you know, run the project, like insurance and utilities, things like that. It'll be about 6% if I can turn this property in a 3 to 4 month period. Okay. So I got to pay my private money lender. Now, if you got money, you may not subtract that. Right. So I always go 200,000 times minus 12%. Right? What's 12% of 200,000? That's $24,000. So I'm at 186 left over, right? And then I go ahead and say, okay, I want to make on flips like this, I want to make 30 grand, right? So my 186 minus my profit of 30 grand, I'm at 156. So I have to be all in at 156. So maybe I bought a house for 100 and then I put 50,000 or 56,000 in rehab. So I'm all in for $156,000 and then I can flip it, right? So that would be a good project for me, especially if it takes 3 months, around 3 to 4 months. That's not a bad flip. And it's a good house, 3-2, 1,500 square feet. It'll probably sell. $200,000 price point would be a great price point because that price point is going away. Some of you guys that are watching me in California or up north, you guys are like, what the hell are you talking about? $200,000, you're buying the toilet of a damn manufactured house, a mobile home. No, yeah, it's in North Carolina. You can get deals like that in North Carolina and in the Midwest and somewhere in the middle America as well. So that's one way to get some good projects right now. Good deal flow to your email. I wouldn't use a real email. Okay. Just come up with another email. Even if it's a Gmail account, you can check, because you're going to start getting some spam. I can tell you that. Another way you can get some deals pretty quickly is start going to your local real estate meetups and tell everybody the same thing. Hey guys, I just sold a restaurant. Even if you have no money, it doesn't matter. And I'm looking to buy some houses. You know, I need whatever, right? My wife is at the house. You drive me crazy. I'm going to put her to work, right? It's a true story. True story. I have my wife live in houses. So either I give her money or she goes and works for the money. You know, still our money. So she might feel better because she's out there flipping them houses. So go network at the RIAs. Go open up a Facebook group. If there's no Facebook group in your area, shoot, open one up. But you'll find one. Most of the time you'll find one. And start asking for deals. You're going to start to get deal flow ASAP. So that's how you get free leads quickly and deal flow for your house flips. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.